With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world, sins, rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice. Dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, or somewhere most definitely. Welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting me. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all into the earth everywhere. Much love to the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born-again believers, the Holy Spirit-filled believers, the godly renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth everywhere. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you. Anybody who just repented, God bless you as well. Anybody who's just repented, got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimony, experiences, the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd to him, dance, express yourself. Play an instrument, Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the sun comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkle of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil, lest in our purpose a call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation, trembling fear. Fear God and keep the commandments. Yes, make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, morals, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind, and inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward in your journey, people, forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life. Always ever be give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way, truth, of life every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son, who died for the world. Says the words of days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right, your nightly prayer is based on Psalm 130, verse 1. It starts off with a different scripture. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Devotion based on 2 Timothy verse chapter 1. Spirit inventory reveals what God gives versus what he doesn't. Fear spirit has another source, never God. Instead, three gifts: power for holy living, love for holy relating, sound mind for holy thinking. Power conquers weakness, love conquers selfishness, sound mind conquers confusion. This is standard spiritual equipment, not special endowment. If fear knocks, check the source. It's not special delivery from heaven. God's gifts build up, fear tears down. Acts reflection, adoration, empowering God. You give power, love, and soundness. Fear has no place in your gifts. I worship you, divine enabler. Confession. I confess, accepted fear as if it came from you at times when it really didn't. Thanksgiving. Thank you for spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Supplication. Fill me with your spirit's power, love, and soundness today and forevermore, always. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. Out of the depths, I have cried to you, Lord, the Lord. Psalm 130, verse 1. The prayer. Dear God, tonight my soul will wait for you. Amid a frenetic, anxious, and whirling world, I will remain still and watch diligently for you to move through. Though everything around me is moving and causing distraction, I can trust that you are working in the margin like a watchman in the night. I will remain steadfast and vigilant. I will put my hope in you and you alone, so the fickle nature of the world does not take my joy. Settle my soul tonight and forever, and show me your goodness as I dream. Reveal your pleasing and perfect will and rejuvenate me for the day ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community. It's just prayers after the Messiah just increases all of our faith, and that we be filled with wisdom, grace, and lead us all to holiness every day forever. All right. Now we'll go furthermore to the daily prayer on Acts chapter 5, verse 18. Starts off with a quote. The apostles' joy in suffering challenges us to embrace our own trials. Quote. Scripture of the day. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Acts chapter 5, verse 18. Prayer. Holy Spirit, strengthen me as I stand in the face of persecution and ridicule when I decide to reach out and offer a hand to those in need. When I feel arrested and imprisoned by the isolation of others, I'll remember your sweet spirit and I will remember the life of Jesus. Like his disciples, he endured because the sacrifice is worth the scars. The souls were worth the scrapes and their freedom was worth the fight. I will not give up until your mission is fulfilled in my life, Lord. I will remain relentless in my pursuit of your divine presence. Therefore, with every fiber in my being, I say, bring it on, because I am a Water walking, giant slaying, lion killing, serpent crushing, Jericho crumbling, wall building, presence filled, anointed child of God, and I won't be stopped. In Jesus' name, amen. Bible in a year, arrested and beaten. Have you ever faced opposition for standing up for what you believe in? The story of the apostles being arrested and beaten for preaching about Jesus serves as a powerful reminder of the strength and resilience required to live out our faith boldly. Peter, John, and the other disciples were imprisoned for their unwavering witness, healing the sick and feeding the poor in Jesus' name. While they were in the dungeon, an angel of God miraculously freed them, commissioning them to return to the temple, continue preaching. Fruit of the Spirit, action, gratitude. Begin your prayer with today. Begin your prayers today with nothing but thanksgiving always, always. Most every just agree, y'all. Pray for your community always, people, most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah barakatha. Prayers up for all demographics, all people, all social classes, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Most definitely. Praise the Lord. He's the name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him, the abundant life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author, finisher of our faith, the author, perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel. The cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest. Holy and true, the Holy One of Israel, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach. Praise the Lord, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahuwah Elohim, Adonai, Abba, Yahweh Bashem, praise the Most High God forevermore, most definitely, praise the Lord, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He's the King of Kings, hallelujah, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, very beautiful King, the King with multiple crowns, the King of heaven, the King of Zion. Yes, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. Yah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, yes, Yahuwah, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the praise of the children, the praise of the poor. Yes, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrected, the Life Giver, the Abundant Life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rock of Israel, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd, the Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the same yesterday, today, forever. Yes, the Stone of Israel. The descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the true bread from heaven. Yes, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbinai, the sustained, the sufficient one, the just one, the one mediator, stone, the builders rejected, the manna from heaven, the bread of heaven, the bread from heaven, the bread of life. Yes, the star out of Jacob, the suffering symbol, the sustained, the sufficient one, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the way everlasting, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him most definitely. We know that his words purifying silver, fine the furnace of clay, seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. I'm testing to agree the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king, the way everlasting, the rabbi, the rabbinai, the teacher, most definitely, always forever. The great physician, hallelujah, praising the balm of Gilead. Praise the Lord forever, y'all, most definitely. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your personal life. Keep God first. People stay strong and press forward and stay upright, okay? And stay holy, stay keep the commandments and press forward in your journey. Let God be with us every day of the night forever. Let the Lord keep answering our prayers always, every day, forever, most definitely, y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.